USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, without proof, is blaming the White House for a story that leaked that connects him to a Chinese spy. The spy became a donation bundler for Swalwell and even managed to place an intern in his office. Swalwell is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin is pleading with Republican leader Mitch McConnell to bring to the floor a bipartisan stimulus bill. Speaking on the Senate floor, Durbin said he and senators from both sides of the aisle have worked hard on an agreement that both sides can live with.
We have spent literally hours after hour after hour, day after day after day, multiple times in a day sometimes, dealing with the difficult issues of what America needs now.
The Illinois Democrat adding that many of Americans are struggling financially. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
World War II veteran Michael Tibbs is among the first people in the world to receive Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The 99-year-old saying he's very lucky that the vaccine is finally here.
Well, I think we are very lucky in this country to have it. And I urge everybody who can get it to have it. Because it's so insidious, this disease.
A judge in Los Angeles is doing what he can to help restaurant owners affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The coronavirus vaccine is being rolled out in the UK.
The first person to be vaccinated against the coronavirus in the United Kingdom received her shot on Tuesday. 90-year-old Margaret Keehan received the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine after it received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we're just days away. Dr. Monsif Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday. And the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The UK coming out and saying people with a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't be given the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. That's according to UK's National Health Service after two healthcare workers had symptoms after receiving the shot. An ordinance to ban cigarette smoking in San Francisco apartments failed to get a second vote from supervisors Tuesday, meaning the proposal is dead for now. If approved, smoking marijuana would have been allowed in your apartment, but not cigarettes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.